Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Mile High Huddle podcast with your football priests, Chad Jensen and Zach Kelberman. Remember, Broncos country is not a geographic location. It's a state of being.
Welcome in, everybody. It is the Mile High Huddle podcast, the gut reaction. Your Denver Broncos are now 4-3. And by the way, I'm your host, Chad Jensen. With me, as always, my fellow football priest and partner in crime. You know him, you love him, Zach Kelberman. Zach, the Broncos are now 4-3 on the heels of what I'll call just a quite dominant victory. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but I would say the Saints got handled in Sean Payton's homecoming. Yep. And now they get the mini bye at 4-3. Your gut reaction to the Broncos' fourth win of the season?
What do the kids say nowadays, Chad? Mogged, as in just totally outclassing someone? Well, the Broncos mogged the Saints tonight. And it was almost, I was, you know, doing this a few times because I'm not used to having a game so well in hand, such a blowout with the Broncos on the right side. Started off a little slow. You kind of said, oh, crap, with Bo Nix on that first drive, but they settled down. The running game, Chad, finally, they have the running game. The Javonte Williams breakout party, that happened. And it's amazing how much easier and how much more successful you can be when you have a dominant rushing attack. I will say one thing that was on the downside, it is evident beyond a shadow of a doubt that Bo Nix needs at least one superior weapon. The little Jordan Humphreys and the Marvin Mims are just not cutting it, Chad.
Yeah, that should have been a touchdown, you know, to little Jordan Humphrey, because hit him in the chest plate, went through. You know, the television broadcast was like, hey, got the nice pass breakup. Technically, yeah, it'll go down on the stat sheet that way. But when it passes all the way through, Zach, hits you in the chest plate, you should have caught that. Should have been a touchdown, yep. Unfortunately, for the Broncos. But still, cruising victory, because you had two Javonte Williams rushing scores today. So the first two of his season, by the way, as well. And you had a defensive score, which ironically from Cody Barton, he's involved in two potential. Let's see. He had the one return fumble, Zach, that was called back because of a DJ Jones penalty. And he ended up getting one anyway when Jaquan McMillan got a little action. So, I mean, very complimentary win. I mean, Will Lutz, how many field goals did he have? Four or five. I mean, I started losing count. I mean, I'm live tweeting this thing from at Mile High Huddle on Twitter, but still I've like lost count.
It was a very ho-hum game. The Broncos had to have this one. There's no reason why the Broncos should have lost this, but you could see progress from last week's game. The offense moved faster. I don't know where Cody Barton came from. He turned into freaking Fred Warner tonight, Chad, but it's good for the Broncos. And VJ's defense keeps humming along. There's just the small worries you have about the supporting cast around Bo Nix and also Bo missing some open receivers tonight. Some things you have to iron out, but they get 10 days off now between the next game. You get PS2 back. You come home, you play the Panthers. Suddenly, Chad, it's looking good in the playoff picture. I don't want to say the P word, but it's looking good for the Broncos, potentially 5-3 next Sunday.
Indeed. I'm just sending you a little message real quick here on the DM, Zach, on just to check your mic on. Yeah, static on the mic. So I think mostly just monitor your volume, Zach, and you'll be all right, because it's when you're a little bit louder than it starts. Oh, no mic. Just monitor the volume. You should be okay with the peeking out thing. Ted jumping in with a super chat. What's good, brother? Thank you. So good to see you. He said the football astrology came true. Broncos got back to the Jekyll Broncos. We love the Jekyll Broncos. The Jekyll Broncos are legit. 4-3 feels dang good. Hashtag no more hiding. Hashtag MHH for life. Hey, I love it, dude. Very clever. And look, I'm not apologizing. Was it perfect? No. I mean, Bo Nix, people were still freaking out. Like in my mentions, Zach, as of about halftime, I'm seeing stuff like Bo Nix doesn't pass the eye test. I'm heartbroken. It's like, really, dude? He's a rookie. He's a rookie making his, whatever, seventh start tonight. Cut the kid some slack. He just handed the Saints in an emotionally charged game. Granted, a seriously depleted Saints, but still, he went on the road. He's now, what is he, 3-1 on the road as a starter, as a rookie? I mean, give the kid his props. Obviously, it's showing you that he's just scratching the surface. So if it can look like this, if you can be 4-3, Zach, through seven games, with Bo Nix not even anywhere close to actually playing to his potential, imagine what it's going to be once he gets the accumulation of all this experience and he starts to turn that corner. It's going to be beautiful to behold.
Yeah, for sure. I also wonder what it's going to be like when Bo gets that, elite offensive weapon, whether it's a running back, tight end, receiver. But I don't really care about the criticisms anyone has. It wasn't a perfect game, but it doesn't have to be. A win is a win. The Broncos had to have this one, and they got it done.
Taylor Christensen, brother, thank you. Appreciate you. He says, great bounce back win despite a depleted Saints team. Little concerned with Nix's accuracy. Estimate can't hold on to the ball, but a win is a win in the NFL. That is a bummer. So two excellent takeaways there, Taylor. Like if I were writing up a three takeaways, it would be first things first, Zach, pumping the brakes on people tripping on Bo Nix. And I would say, hey, look, if I was writing this, I'd be like, hey, look, Bo Nix, when his technique is on point, when he has the presence of mind and he's not rushing himself and he's not panicking and takes the time, sets his feet, boom, dimes. They're dimes. When he does that, he delivers. So give him the time to work out some of these wiggles, like we talk about with my kids, the little children, sometimes they got the wiggles. You got to let them get the wiggles out. And you saw that, Zach, especially early tonight, Bo Nix, it took him a couple of possessions to kind of settle in. But the other aspect is just when you thought that, and I mean, we've been saying this, it's good to get Estime back. They've been depleted at running back, but can he hold on to the ball? And man, I got to tell you, it was disappointing. I wasn't surprised to see him fumble tonight. It was disappointing though, Zach, and I felt bad for him because look, dude, you're not a first round pick. They're not going to suffer through that for too long. Like you saw last year, Zach, Marvin Mims goes on to earn all pro honors as a returner and whatnot, but he put the ball on the ground or was involved in two fumbles in one game. You didn't really see him on offense again the rest of the year. I worry that that's kind of what the future holds for Austin or Audric Estime. And then we'll grab the Ronk. What's up, bro? Good to see you.
I don't feel too bad for Estime. It's his job. And maybe I'm scarred by Melvin Gordon of years past, but he has to hold on to the ball. But as long as the Broncos have one running back that has the hot hand, it was Bidet before. Now it's Javonte. They're good to go.
I mean, this ain't college, dude. This isn't like, oh, the guy who's about to try and make a tackle on you. You know, he's juggling a girlfriend. He's juggling his grades, his scores, all this. And he's playing football. This dude that's about to come up and tackle you, Zach, has nothing to do in life besides kiss his wife. He probably sees his wife three times a week type thing, right? Ships in the night and tackle your ass. And as you're going to the ground, guess what? I'm reaching in there. I'm trying to get that, especially because of who you are, but also it's the NFL. That's what we do. Ian Levin jumping in. What's up, brother? That's a unique name for spelling for Ian. Very kind of got me for a second. Hashtag Knicks for six. Hashtag Bo Knows. Mile high till we die. Pookie. And that's the thing. You get Mike McGlinchey back. Bada bing, bada bang. The holes are getting blasted open. It's like the Red Seas have parted. Children of Israel, they're marching right through it. You love to see it. Javonte Williams, Zach, looking good. You can afford to say, hey, Audric Estime, you're sitting down for a minute because we're rolling again as a rushing offense. But keep in mind, Zach, the Saints, we saw in the head-to-head the other night, not a great rushing defense. Then we'll grab Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, I want to tack on something what I said earlier. We were talking about Bo Nix's performance, and he didn't light it up at Chad, but another game where he didn't take a sack, he didn't commit a turnover, and he got himself out of a lot of trouble. So you like to see the escapability and his pocket presence getting better every single week. Brandon says never going to complain about a win, but feels like we should have had 50 points tonight. Hopefully you're saying that a little tongue-in-cheek, Brandon, because the Broncos won quite 33-10. How many games, especially in prime time, have the Broncos had like this where we haven't had to sweat the entire fourth quarter? So just enjoy the victory. It was a dominant one.
That missed pass that should have been a touchdown, Humphrey, that I was lamenting earlier, that ended with a field goal, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head. So to me, this was a game that really the most you could say is it finished 33-10 Broncos. Maybe it should have been 37-10 Broncos. Like, they left 4 points as a result of that. And Bo Nix did get lucky on one throw, that one dropped interception, but I'm with you. When he plays clean, the Broncos win. You know, all of the games in which Zach has not turned the ball over, they've won them. Naj, what's up, brother? So good to see you. He says, brothers, great win. What a game by Barton in the defense. The D-line and O-line are tops in the league. Happy for Javonte. Great for his confidence. Audric has me worried, and Nix needs to hit those open receivers. I agree, especially early. But for what it's worth, Pookie, 14 rushes today, Zach, 88 yards. That's an average of 6.3, two touchdowns with the long of 20.
Naj, good point on the D-line. I've been praying. It's just so refreshing to see the Broncos just dominating the trenches up front on defense. The additions they've made have been incredible. I got to give props to Zach Strief and Sean Payton for managing the issues on the O-line. You had McGlinchey, and then you had Palto, and then you had Parrott, and now you're putting McGlinchey back in. Chad, you had Forsythe come in for Wattenberg in recent weeks, and it's like they haven't missed a beat. Ben Powers is earning his money. Quinn Miner's earning his money. Garrett Bowles was stable today. So if you win up front, like we always talk about, you give yourself a good chance of winning the game.
Dude, it's funny. Doug, thank you, bro. So good to see you. Appreciate the star support on Facebook. We talked about this in, Zach, our last podcast. I joined Luke last night for Mile High Insiders and talked about this. It's time to see some bow design runs. Like, we've seen what he can do when he's scrambling around, running, and just kind of trying to make a play. Sean Payton got that memo because you hadn't really seen him call straight Bo Nix design stuff. And it would seem, Zach, that he held that card up his sleeve for the homecoming to New Orleans because it was gangbusters. I mean, Bo Nix tonight, fortunately, didn't finish as the leading rusher. Second on the team, though, 10 carries, 75 yards rushing with a long of 32 on that design run. Also finished 16 of 26, 164 yards, QB rating of basically of 80. So like an average day as a passer, but no turnovers, as you mentioned. Sholo, man, what up? Good bounce back. Win next week before Baltimore, KC. Well, yeah, I mean, you have, what is it next? Exactly. So you need to handle these games because the going's going to get a little bit tougher here very soon. Sam Bam. Brother, love you. He says, back in the win column, despite it being the Saints' second and half string offense. Go Broncos. Yeah, I mean, they were down their top two receivers, Zach, and obviously their starting quarterback and a starting offensive lineman. But the Broncos, all you can do is play the teams that are in front of you.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. One thing. The other thing I was going to say was no one felt bad about the Broncos when they were starting Kendall Hinton against the Saints. You know, so again, you can only play with the hand you're dealt. And the Broncos, they didn't just squeak by this game. They took it from the Saints on every level. Started off a little slow, but they got it going in the second half, and we have to enjoy these kinds of victories.
I mean, watching on these replays right now that the broadcast is, I've got it up on my office television. When he sets his feet, Bo Nix, dime after dime. So if you're Sean Payton and you're Davis Webb, you really have to take the opportunity of this mini buy. By that, I mean it's 10 days between this Thursday night game and the next Sunday game. But you got to take this window, this little mini buy, Zach, and you've got to figure out how to get him on point with his foundation, his technique, because when he is on point, the ball goes where it's supposed to go accurately. They're dimes, Patriot Tech. And by the way, that throw to Lil Jordan Humphreys, that was a dime, dude. I mean, that's what people are missing here is there's a lot of close but no cigars in the passing game today. But just imagine they're scratching the surface. Wait till with Bo Nix. He's actually digging in, and it's not just the surface. Broncos fans are going to be tickled pink. Patriot Techs, an Iowa blowout tonight. Two touchdowns, four field goals, and a defensive touchdown. Let's Bo. But Bo needs to get the footwork better. Peyton's still not helping him much, but a win's a win. MHH for life. I would say today, from a play calling perspective, I don't know if it had something to do with Zach, with the television primetime eyeballs, the homecoming thing, whatever it was. I thought his game call, Sean Payton, from a play calling perspective, was much more on point, geared much more to the strengths and weaknesses of his team. Just the fact, Zach, that Sean Payton was showing the presence of mind to call some RPOs and some designed Bo Nix runs. Like, that's a guy who goes, okay, that's just yards there for the taking. Most NFL teams don't have a quarterback that can do that. Take advantage of it. Eclipse, what's up, Troy? Good to see you, big dog. From Philly, saying, one of our OGs, saying, happy victory Thursday, Priest and Broncos family. Beautiful win tonight. A great definitive victory. Peace and love always from Philly. Hashtag MHHUN. Hashtag Bo Leave. Hashtag Broncos for life. I love it, dude. Troy's been with us from the very, pardon me, very, very beginning. Always love to see you, Troy. Hope you're doing well, big dog.
You got Zeebo, $20 super. Thank you so much, Zeebo. Hi, guys. How enjoyable was the Pookie and Barton show? It was a game we should have won, and we did. And yes, Saints were banged up, but shellacking was in order, and they delivered. MHH for life. Go, Bo Broncos. Yeah, and to the last point as well, and I'm sure you agree, Zeebo, they took care of business against the team they should have won against tonight. There's another one next week against Carolina. And just like this week, there's no excuse. 10 days rest. You're getting PS2 back more than likely. You're at home against a lesser team. They should have the same outcome next Sunday against the Panthers as tonight.
And by the way, a concussion, last I checked, it is in fact a brain injury for those of you out there in the blogosphere. But yeah, dude, I was happy to see Cody Barton have himself a day, dude. I mean, at first it was like, come on, dude, you dropped a pick that was like right in your breadbasket. But then he makes up for it in multiple ways. I mean, for the day, and then I'll grab Phil here. Cody Barton finishes with 8 tackles on top of the sack, on top of the return. Good stuff for him. Phil McLaughlin down in Tucson, love you, bro, says, good evening, Chad, Zach, and Deacon Scott. Good news, we beat a bad team. Nix is a work in progress, but at least he's heading in the right direction. Drew mentioned Nix will progress and throw from the pocket. Hashtag Buckham. MHH for life. Broncos for life. Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen in with sound during that little stretch that Drew Brees was in the booth, Zach. So I missed what he might have said during the television broadcast. But I'm going to emphasize it again, guys. I'm not worried about Bo Nix. And I'm not saying that by virtue of, oh, you know, you can afford to say that the Broncos are now plus 500 again. They're 4-3. I'm genuinely not worried about Bo Nix. You know, the Broncos, if they can continue to run the ball even half as well, Zach, as they did tonight, Bo Nix is going to be just fine as a rookie this year.
But even when they can't run the ball and it's not ideal, Bo Nix is still making plays. He's not perfect by any means. The footwork is still sloppy. He gets a little anxious or giddy. We talked about this before in the pocket. I think some of that has to do with the receivers failing to separate for the most part this season and not get open, but he's a rookie, and there is times where Jaden Daniels gets happy feet. There's times when Caleb Williams gets happy feet. It's par for the course of playing quarterback as a rookie in the NFL.
But again, as long as it's, if it's translating to wins, and I'll remind everybody, Broncos have won 4 of their last 5 games. Let's relax that it's not looking like Peyton Manning circa 2013 quite yet. Luke Ellis, brother, good to see you. Thank you for the super chat, my friend. A long time OG super chat superstar. That's 2 OGs we haven't seen for a minute checking in tonight. Love it. Thank you, Luke. Says, hey, fellas. Feels good to be above 500. Great to see Javonte looking explosive. Nice to have guys like Miners and Powers leading the way today. And look, again, as I'm watching the vestiges, Zach, of the television broadcast right now, they've got Sean Payton in the middle of the broadcast podium, whatever you want to call it, not the podium post game, but like the broadcast itself amidst the hosts. It keeps flashing back to plays of the game. And of course, in this particular game, Zach, most of the offensive plays were runs. So it's either Bo Nix running it or Javonte. And without fail, especially when you see those Javonte runs, you're seeing Mike McGlinchey controlling his man, either sealing the edge or getting to the next level and putting dudes on their behinds. That dude, I think we slept on because of how bad sometimes he was in pass protection with Russ. I think we slept on how meaningful it is for him to be involved, not just from what he brings to the table, Zach, as a run blocker, but his leadership and that glue aspect. He kind of calms the guys around him, I think, and helps them play up to the level they should be.
I don't want to come off like a Javonte hater. We've talked about the Jekyll and Hyde Broncos. Javonte has been, you know, the epitome of Jekyll and Hyde. I want to see him do it for 2 weeks in a row against an opponent that can actually tackle. The Saints miss more tackles, I think, than any team in the NFL. And you made a point that I was going to make too, Chad, is that I think it's more of an indictment tonight in a good way on the Broncos O-line, because it seemed like no matter who was running the ball, McLaughlin, Estime, Javonte, there were holes being paved. They're up the middle, not just along the edges. So great game up front, and Javonte did look a little better taking advantage of it.
We have got Chris, a Vegas legend, showcasing that Broncos country is not a geographic location, baby. It's a state of being, with a very generous super. He says, yes, a game the Broncos should win, but they are learning how to win again. Broncos helping helping keep the MHA lights on. That it is, dude, 33 times four, because his gut reaction super chats are always directly tied to the Broncos point total in a given game. And this year he's been multiplying that with the wins, and it's been, we love it. Thank you, Chris. You know, it helps us, keeps these lights on. Most definitely. You see these ones that I was just like fiddling with, turning them up, turning them down, keeps us in, what does Scott say? Keeps us in coffee with Patrick, keeps us in electricity. We have the we have the lights, dude. Seriously. Thank you, Chris.
Thomas Edison, Chris Hernandez, thank you so, so much, sir. It's always an honor to receive the support that you show us. And you're right. They're learning how to win, but they're also learning how to start blowing inferior teams out. The Raiders game, this game, how often have we seen that in the last decade? We're starting to see that more in the Bo Nix, Sean Payton era.
And by the way, hashtag Huntridge Theater, dude. Check. I replied to you on Twitter, Chris. Check it out on the DMs. Ralph Bracegirdle checking in on Facebook. Good to see you tonight, Ralph. He says, can I ask a stupid question? Why do we call Javonte Williams Pookie? That was just his nickname. I don't, from college. In fact, I think it might have predated North Carolina, Zach. I don't remember the exact story how he that nickname came to him. I think it was like a family name. Like, that's just what his family called him. And so his high school coach called him that. And that's just what he goes by.
I was going to say, I think his mom or some sort of other family member started calling him that, and it caught on in at North Carolina. So that's the genesis of that nickname.
Let me see if hold on.
Could be his grandparents, like Todd Gray said. But
when Javonte, this is from the Denver Broncos site, when he started playing football in Wallace, the small town of Wallace, one of an old teammate happened to be his coach. Jermaine, I think, is his father or his – anyway – started calling Javonte Little Pookie. Ever since, it has stuck. And then as I got bigger, he says the little part fell off. They just started calling me Pookie. So, there's an article. If you Google it, you'll see it. Colin, what's up? Let's freaking go indeed, my friend. Let's go. Your Denver Broncos are 4-3. I got to tell you, Zach, when we were filing out of Empower Field, after the meet and greet, right? And the Broncos had just lost to the Steelers. They're now 0-2. If you just based on what we had seen through two games, right? And then what we saw in person, if you'd have said to me, coming out of week 7, the Broncos are 4-3, I would have said, no chance, dude, no chance. Like, I wouldn't have guessed that at that very moment. Now, as I said before the season, I was like, I knew we were with the Broncos, the 5.5 wins over under, that was way too low, but still. I was like, you know, 8-9 win season is probably what you're going to expect to see with a rookie quarterback. But they have exceeded expectations, I would say, easily, Zach, since starting 0-2. And Robert jumping in. What's up, Robert Ruprecht? Traveling from Atlanta to Denver next week for my first game with the fiance. Hope for a big bow passing game. Stock up. And by the way, that's really cool, dude. I hope so for you as well. He says, stock up. Lucas Kroll, Riley Moss, Cody Barton, and the defense sans Zach PS2.
It's one of those blowouts where there's way more studs than duds. And next week is the revenge game as well, Chad, because Jiro Evero is the DC in Carolina now, and Josie Jewell is the linebacker out there. So
Okay, we've got Malachi S. jumping in. Appreciate you, my friend. First time getting to watch live. Been supporting and watching for a while. I think the bright side is Bo's inaccuracy is a footwork issue, which is, I wish this last word, you would have put it in all caps, Malachi. Fixable. It's fixable, and it will be fixed. You got to give this dude time. Rome was not built in a day. And you know it's the quality of the player and the coaching staff around him that while he's learning, and despite the fact that he's not uber proficient, they're still winning ball games. Now, a good reason for that obviously isn't just that Sean Payton and his staff know what they're doing as far as just overall coaching wherewithal, but you've got a top five defense. That goes a long way toward helping a young quarterback overcome Zach, his foibles and inexperience. But guys, that's the mark of a quarterback that could be special, is even when it's not ideal, even when it at times looks a little lackluster, you're still stacking dubs. You're still putting wins in the standings. And I mean, we have Zach around here in Broncos country, very high expectations. All right. But we, the last 8 years, we've come to know how hard it is truly to put consistent wins in the standings. So tip your cap to them. They're able to do it. They took care of business today for their head coach in a big game. Got the win.
If you want to be a middling team with a rookie quarterback, have a solid defense or a solid rushing attack. If you want to be a playoff contender, you have both. And the Broncos tonight look like a playoff contender because they had both. Hopefully we can continue this going forward.
Clay Wise, yes, I agree, bro. Play calling was much better. Let the leash off Knicks right away. Both throwing and QB runs, when the running game started working, they adjusted and gashed open their defense. Great win. Exactly. That's the thing, too, is as the running game starts to get some actual production, opponents can't help but play to that. They're like, oh, man, they're gashing us. Load the box. You know, they can't help but just play on their toes a little bit more, and then, boom, that's when you hit them with the play action. They're running. Guys are behind them. That's where it can start coming together. Now, Broncos had a few plays in play action today, a few things that just couldn't quite come together. When it does come together, it's going to be dope.
It did seem like the play calling was a little more improved, a little more up-tempo, faster. I just wish Sean Payton at times didn't go away from the up-tempo and the no huddle, because with Bo Nix, it works. With Broncos offense, they just respond to that type of play better. And I want to see just a consistent drive where Bo Nix is just up to the line with 20 seconds every snap and hopefully for a touchdown.
Justin Lloyd checking in. What's up, brother? Good to see you. Says, we need edge and receiver trade. Edge and receiver trade for T. Higgins or Micah Parsons, Zach?
You don't need, in my opinion, of course, you don't really – great player, a T. Higgins, because he's a little better version of a Cortland Sutton. You need a Gibbs, Bijan, Saquon Barkley, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, just a separator and a game breaker. And you're going to have to pay T. Higgins. I don't see that happening at all. Micah Parsons, definitely not happening, though. He would look great in this defense. They're getting quite by with the pass rushers they have. Although Baron Browning tonight missing that sack, is it rust or is it not? Because I liked the Benito show at outside linebacker.
Look, dude, I don't think you're in desperate need of edge. Like, this kind of takes a village approach the Broncos have at the edge. Like, it's working. Today, for example, I mean, Spencer Rattler, they eventually sat him down. He kind of made it a little bit hard on him initially to get him sacked, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sacks tonight total for the Broncos. Like, and this was a defense, Zach, going into this game, they were ranked second in the NFL in sacks. If you're going to look at parlaying any resources to add to the nest this year at the trade deadline, it's skill position. And if, look, if Pukki, this is what, 2 out of 3 games, I guess you can make an argument 3 out of 4, he started to kind of trend in the right direction. So you can probably hold off on running back, like the, I think it was Maurice Jones-Drew that Nick wrote up, urging the Broncos to go after Alvin Kamara. You can hit pause on that. And if you're going to make a trade, bring in a wide receiver that does something unique as a playmaker, not another 6'4 Cortland Sutton. You've got Devon Vele. You've got Lil Jordan Humphrey. And heck, when he comes back, you've got Josh Reynolds. Find someone that brings a little something different to the playmaking pot than those big guys. So Zeus McPeak, it was fun last night, Zach. Stu checked in when I was live with Luke, and I was calling him Zeus. And Luke, in his innocence, he's like, "You got to tell me where that came from." And I got to tell the story of the provenance of where the Zeus McPeak nickname originated back in the OG days of this podcast, circa live. I mean, the live pod, circa, you know, the season of 2019. So that was fun. But Stu, love you, bro. The first face etched on the MHH Super Chat Superstar Mount Rushmore, this man right here. He says, "Nice to see a run game, Zach. Bo getting better each play, each game."
Thank you so much, Stu, as always. You're incredible. It's always good to see you in these gut reaction podcasts. And to tack on to the previous point, they can even skip the Mike Williamses and a receiver trade. Get me a tight end, Chad. As good as Lucas Kroll could look, I still want someone more reliable, more experienced, higher upside. Njoku, Evan Engram, Kyle Pitts, Mark Andrews, Hunter Henry, I don't care, but I still would love to see a better tight end on the field.
I got to tell you, I felt a little bit bad for Adam Trautman today because it's not easy for that dude to get wide open. And a couple of times tonight, he was wide open. Bo put it in the dirt. You know, like he's running around, scrambling, throwing off the wrong foot in the dirt. And it's like, oh, man, just when Trautman was hoping he could get something for the fruit of his labors. Fox Family Breaks checking in. What's up, bro? We are one win closer to the 5.5 wins that Vegas predicted. Loved seeing Nick's escape pressure. And how about Nick Benito, Zach? For what it's worth, Nick Benito today, from a statistics perspective, finished with a sack and 3 tackles. So, yes, and pressures, some pretty significant pressures.
Yeah, it's great minds there, because I tweeted a little bit ago that friendly reminder, they predicted 5.5 wins for the Broncos. And they're almost there. So we'll crap on them as we go along here. And that's what I said about Micah Parsons a minute ago. Nick Benito has really come along. Joan Ellis has looked good. Jonathan Cooper has held it down at outside linebacker. I don't want to fix what's not broken, in a sense. And I give VJ, Chad, all the credit, because you don't really have a stud in your pass rushing core. And they have arguably the best defense in the NFL now.
But it was cool to see Kroll, for what it's worth, 3 receptions, 41 yards. So good for him. And by the way, guys, we're only at 31 minutes, but it's a late night. So consider this kind of your 2-minute warning, as it were, for any burning topics, questions, super chats that you want to get in. We will get to them before we dip, but that's just the mention here. Edward Navarrete, what's up, dude? Good to see you. Thank you for the super, says, "I had my Broncos and Dodgers playing and both won." That's a great feeling, bro. "Very good night. Might as well support my favorite podcast and my first donation. Hashtag go Broncos, go Dodgers, and MHH." Dude, that's so sweet. Edward, I'm happy for you. Again, that is just a beautiful feeling. It's hard to beat that feeling. I could think of a few things, but that's a great feeling, my friend. And thank you for your first ever popping your cherry on your first super chat. Appreciate you, bro.
I think A connected to be there for you, Chad. But yeah, if you ever have a question, comment, concern, please let us know. And as I say every time when the Broncos have an imposing victory, I'm so happy for the fan base, because y'all deserve it every second of this.
The Ronk jumping in to say, "If I am the Broncos, I'd keep Pat Surtain out next week against the Panthers, then have him back for the Ravens. Thoughts, Chad and Zach?" Well, I'm only doing that if there's any question about where he's at in his recovery from the concussion. Otherwise, I want him on the field. Like, he's a difference maker. And yeah, you could probably afford. The Broncos showed you tonight. I mean, again, it was a rookie quarterback. But then again, Bo Nix is a rookie quarterback. But anyway, they showed that a game in the, under their belt without PS2, Zach, and then a couple of days to prepare as if he's not going to play. They were good to go, dude. That passing defense was smothering. I mean, just for what it's worth, the Saints, again, in a very difficult game for a rookie quarterback going up against that defense, not easy, but finished, and this is with that other quarterback coming in late, they finished with 174 passing yards net, did the Saints, and they were throwing. I mean, they couldn't really do anything else but throw from the third quarter on, Zach. So I guess this is a long-winded way of saying if there's any question to whether or not he's recovered from that concussion, then of course you can afford to take your time with PS2, but if, who knows, you know, hopefully he's through it. I've seen some interviews with him, Zach, where he's saying, "I'm fine. I'm going to be okay." 'Cause it's a serious injury. TBIs are nothing to trifle with. We've learned that the hard way in the NFL, but I don't think you need to worry about that, to be honest with you, Ron.
You know it's a good night on defense for you when Damari Mathis is making plays. But I tend to agree here. You have Baltimore and Kansas City after Carolina. Who does Carolina really have? Andy Dalton throwing to not Adam Thielen. They have Deontay Johnson, Xavier Leggett, the rookie, and I'm pretty sure that's it. So if they feel comfortable enough, I actually wouldn't mind them sitting PSG for one more week.
Patriot, and by the way, the other thing is, and this is selfish, I know, but it's with his for what's good for what's would be great for him in mind. That is Zach. Just when he was getting bandied about, because this is what happens. You need this like external wave. It needs to become a topic of conversation. Defensive player of the year, defensive player of the year. And just when that was Zach becoming like a focus point and kind of a cacophony, he goes down. So the selfish for his sake person in me is going, man, I want him to get back out there so he can win that. I'd love to see him win that, but only if he's healthy. Patriot text, mini bye comes at a good time. Got to get to 5-3 heading into Baltimore. Our defense gives us a chance every game. Let's go Broncos. Hashtag state of being. Exactly. That's exactly true. Your defense gives you a chance every single game, Zach, and it continues to buy Bo Nix the time to get his ducks in a row.
Naj again, 1999 super. Thank you so much, Naj. As always, you are the man for sure. We haven't had two return touchdowns in the first 7 weeks since our last Super Bowl. The way we pressure opposing defenses, I predict we will have four more this season. Bronco's going to surprise a lot of people this year. Feels amazing. I agree. And Naj, I know you're hyper positive, but Chad and I have also talked about the tide turning. Even in the losses, they were competing. They were all one possession losses. And in the victories they've had, they've looked pretty dominant, except for maybe the Jets game. So they got to keep it going. And I think the last comment we had about the defense keeping you in every game is so legitimate. We don't give VJ enough credit. At least I don't. I was very harsh on him, but it's real now, Chad. It's not just a fluke, not a coincidence. We have enough data by now. They're for real.
Agreed. Naj, love you, brother. Thank you. And just a reminder, guys, we don't have too much time left. Michael Davis, what's up, brother? And yes, we are your football priests, and each and every night we're here to offer you the absolution and answers to your burning Broncos questions. He says here, 4-3 is a good place to be. Are we buyers this coming week in Joku and VS? Who you like? Who you got? Aloha from Hawaii. That's awesome, bro. So for what it's worth, we got about 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks till the deadline. It's November 5th. So the Broncos can afford to, you know, hey, do we win in or do we beat Carolina? Okay, now we're 5-3. Now we really actually have a decision to make. Do we want to be buyers and really go all in on this season? Or are we still going to keep kind of a balanced outlook, knowing we're probably, even if we make the playoffs this year, we're definitely not going all the way with a rookie quarterback still on the learn, you know, all this. Let's hold on to that resource because it would cost you something. But that's just me playing devil's advocate. What's your answer here, Zach?
That's what I was going to say. They have a little more time before the deadline, and I think it would depend on how next week goes. If they get to 5-3 and they're in the playoff hunt, they can make a push and kind of not go all in, but go a little more in. I'm all for a tight end. I really am. Or a receiver. I don't know about MVS, but if you ask whether they should do it or not, remind yourself what the end goal of this season is. It's to develop Bo Nix as your potential franchise quarterback. And you can aid in that process by giving him better weapons, Chad.
And as Scott says here in our chat, you can be a buyer if you're the Broncos, but not for a rental. Has to be a guy you can keep for a couple years. Well said. Jason Bruton jumping in. What's up, bro? I see that name and I think of David Bruton, safety / special team stalwart for the Broncos, OG. Great to see you. And Super Bowl 50 champion, if memory serves. Broncos offense looking good. Need to be more consistent. That defense, though, are we seeing the birth of the Orange Crush no-fly zone? So is this like a new era, right? You had the Orange Crush and that catchphrase and the culture that grew out of that. The same thing with the no-fly zone. He's asking, Zach, could this be a new third kind of wheel, so to speak, of the vaunted Broncos defense and a legendary mythical unit?
I call him what you want. I think the Broncos have the best cornerback trio in the NFL. Riley Moss's development has been incredible. Obviously, PS2 is PS2, and Mac Millen is the best nickel in the league for my money. And when you have that, again, you could keep yourself in any game. When you pair that with a dominant pass rush, you can win any game. We're seeing that this year. That's why I keep harping on the fact, VJ and how for real they are, because I'm legitimately impressed.
Yeah, we could call it like the orange fly zone or the orange crush zone. Patriot Tech's Bronco defense nickname, the Headless Horseman. Since no big names outside of PS2. That's kind of cool, dude. I don't know. I like it. Because they have made the television broadcast. So, in other words, Zach, the national perspective have made a big deal about there only being one first-round pick on this defense. What do you think? Headless Horseman for this new defense.
Being a party pooper, they beat up on the Saints receivers that were named Bub Means and Mason Tipton, Chad. I mean, like, it wasn't a very hard battle tonight. So let's see going forward if they can keep that momentum going.
But Jonathan and everybody else, who did that come from? It started from, so Patriot Tex, and then it came from Jason Bruton. Keep the names. We got to keep thinking things up because this defense, it doesn't seem like it's not falling off. Like, it keeps marching on. Even when they lose, it loses its best player. So let's keep it spitting these phrases out, and we'll see if maybe something will stick. Jonathan Vargas, I love this win, but I want them to keep their heads low. I feel they got cocky and unfocused against the Chargers. This team needs to learn to win. Yeah, but maybe they learned a lesson in that, Jonathan. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing is, unfortunately, it's just the way human nature works. You learn more from failure than you do victories. If you've got your eyes on, or your ears on you, so to speak, as my dad likes to say, hey, you got your ears on, then you're learning from wins and you're learning from losses. But human nature, Zach, you learn more from a loss. So maybe they already learned that lesson. We'll see, my friend. Good point, though, Jonathan.
I mean, I could speak for myself when I say you also learn a lot by being humbled. It teaches you really quickly, and you hopefully, you know, get better from that. So that Chargers loss, we'll see going forward how that impacts them. But
I don't know. I don't synonymize Kelberman and humbled. Usually those aren't words that go. I'm just busting your chops. Keegan, what's up, bro? Generous super chat. Thank you, my friend. He says, I think once Bo eliminates his antsy footwork and starts trusting his eyes more, he'll start making those confident throws consistently. Happy to see Troy schemed up and involved early. Troy Franklin, go Broncos. Yes, indeed, my bro. The trust in his eyes more. So, you know, Zach, how I mentioned that I've kind of gotten into MMA and like UFC and stuff lately. Like, nothing too crazy, but I've kind of gotten into it. Well, somehow the algo bots thought that because I've been watching that kind of content on YouTube, that I'd be into like arm wrestling and stuff. So it's like throwing a few, like when I'm thumbing through shorts and stuff at night, I'm like trying to fall asleep and get tired. It's throwing a few of these arm wrestling clips. And there's this one of some dude named, Devin? Some Canadian, some big corn-fed Canadian cat, dude, with hands like this big. They could like wrap his whole hand around my dome. But there's this great clip, dude. And when you look at him, you don't look at this guy and go, oh, it's Sylvester Stallone and over the top. Like, he's just kind of this lanky cat. He's got his technique, apparently, on how he trains. Long story short, he's going up against, though, that exact guy that you think of an arm wrestling, like, champion, just like this beefy, like the mountain from Game of Thrones, like, insane-looking dude. And they go, all right, go. And so they start going out, and the big guy that you think has this easily won, he's like, got this Devin Lorette. That's his name, Lorette. Anyway, he's got him down. He's like this. And then all of a sudden, he like shifts his grip, and the guy can't finish him. And Devin's trying to get him to make eye contact with him. And like their freaking biceps are like straining, right? It's like, whoa. And he finally gets him to, and the guy glances up at him like this because Devin starts turning it the other way. And so the guy glances up, makes eye contact, and with his other hand, he goes like this, dude, and then just bam, and closes him down. It was dope. Scott, you dig it. Check it out. I think his name's Devin Lorette is this dude I'm talking about. Legendary figure. Have we gotten to everybody, Scott? Oh, wait, we got the Ronk, though, and then we're going to dip on out of here. Great show tonight. Chad and Zach on the MHH podcast. Gut reaction. Go Bo Broncos. Guys, it's a victory Friday tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend. Walk around next week with your head held high. Your head held high. You know, let the Broncos worry about, you know, whether or not to keep their eyes down, so to speak. It feels good to be 4-3, Zach, coming out of this highly emotional week, a short week in New Orleans for Sean Payton. Feels good.
I was going to say it's going to feel really weird waking up tomorrow and not doing an aftermath episode of a Broncos victory, but we'll be back in the saddle on Sunday to recap this beautiful Week 7 conquest. That was a tremendous episode, as always, of the Mile High Huddle podcast. If you're not doing so, please follow us on Twitter at the MHH Pod. You can follow the main account on Twitter at Mile High Huddle, Chad at Chad N. Jensen, myself at Kelberman NFL, and Scott, our producer, at Scout Kennedy. If you guys want some merch like we're rocking each and every single podcast, check out mhhmerch.com and get you some. If you haven't done so yet, please drop us a like at facebook.com/milehighhuddlepod. You can find us on Instagram at mile_high_huddle. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you're leaving your football priest a 5-star review for a chance to win some merch each and every single month. But if anything, y'all, please, please, please subscribe, like, and share this video and every video you see on the MHH channel. It really helps us grow and reach more Broncos fans just like you.
And yes, there will be a Broncos for breakfast in the morning, which is why we're trying to get out of here at a semi-decent hour, because Scott's got to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed early tomorrow morning with Nick. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure that's going to be a great conversation. A special shout-out to the great Super Chat superstars and supporters tonight, helping us truly keep the lights on, like Chris Hernandez, Zeus McPeak. D-Dub jumping in. What's up? Good to see you. We're about to close out, but we always have time for a message from one of our legendary OGs. Great to see you, Dale. We were just mentioning Broncos for breakfast on the bright. So from the top, Ted Wunderlich, Taylor Christensen, The Ronk, Ian, Brandon Williams, Naj, Doug Raquel, Sholo Man, Sam Bam, Patriot Tex, Eclipse, Stormborn, a.k.a. Troy, Zebo from Oz, Phil McLaughlin, Luke Ellis, Ralph Bracegirdle, Colin Dunham, Robert Rupert, Malachi, Clay Wise, Justin Lloyd, Fox Family Breaks, Edward Navarrete. I mentioned Zeus. I mentioned Chris. Let's see. Michael Davis in Hawaii. We have so many great members of our community that are from Hawaii. Jason Bruton, Keegan. Yeah, we did get Keegan. I was just making sure we got Keegan. We got Tex, Jonathan, and DJ Capo. Did you rock your new jersey? Yes. A tight end and a receiver would help us, DJ says on a super chat. Thank you, bro. Look, there it is. He's rocking it. Dope. VJ and Jim Defense, nice. By the way, I got to wear my jersey to the game today. Thanks, guys. I'm from New Orleans. Let's go Broncos. How was it? What was the juice like there? What was the energy in the building? Congratulations, by the way, on that, DJ. That's a really cool experience for you. Super stoked that the jersey got to you in time for that to happen. But thank you, guys. Love you. We'll see you, Zach and I, Sunday. But don't forget tomorrow, Broncos for breakfast on the bright. And then Dove Valley Deep Divers, Eric and Candy, tomorrow night as well. So it's going to be a good Friday.
Have a good weekend and have a really stress-free Sunday. We'll see you Sunday night. Take care. And as always, go Broncos.
Head on over to milehighhuddle.com for all things Broncos.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.